Welcome to the Happiness Podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. The focus of this podcast is on how to be happy, how to live a happy life, and not just with moments of happiness, but with real happiness, happiness that permeates our days, our weeks, our years, our lifetime. This is the happiness that we're pursuing. But sometimes in life, we go through really challenging times that make it very difficult to be happy. It's not that we don't believe it's possible to be happy. It's just because what's going on right now makes it very challenging to have hope, to be happy, to believe that in the end, everything's going to work out for the best. What can we do during these very challenging times? And I'd like to share something with you that I think will be very helpful if you right now are going through that time. Perhaps you're going through a breakup or a divorce. Perhaps someone you love has left you. Perhaps you're losing things like a business, like a home. Perhaps you're struggling with some illness, whether psychological, spiritual, or physical. There's many things that we go through that are challenging for us. And if we don't know what to do, I want to teach something that I've used over the years that has been very helpful for me. And what it is steeping myself in something that gives me hope. And it's a very simple phrase. It's a phrase that I cling on to when I go through hard times. And I think you may find it helpful too. I hope you do. When I'm struggling, I don't want something complicated. I want something easy that will help me right now. And that simple phrase is, all is well. All is well. I listen to it. I say it. I say it over and over again. And though right now, everything may not seem well for us, just hearing that over and over again helps. It can help a great deal. It can help us through the most challenging times we ever go through. Because what happens is, when we steep ourselves like we steep tea, when we steep ourselves in the phrase, the thought, all is well, what happens is, even though right now we can't tell how this is going to work out to be well, we get hope. We hang in there through very, very challenging times. Now we can, of course, be negative. We can, of course, cry out in pain. We can do these things, and they can be helpful. But what happens is, when we get stuck, when we keep repeating the negativity, we really do stay stuck. And we can stay stuck for a very long time. Instead, if we choose to believe that there is hope, that with time, things will change, this too will pass, and all will be well again. Just hanging on to that hope can be beautiful, can be so marvelous, because life is impermanent. No matter how horrible things are now, it is going to change. And if we hang in there, if we believe that ultimately all is well, then as we go through this incredibly challenging time, it helps us. It gives us hope. And we move towards healing. We move towards the direction of happiness and getting well again. Because we steep ourselves in the concept, in the belief, in the hope that ultimately all is well. When we go through really challenging times, sometimes we just want to give up. Sometimes we just want to be in the pain and believe that it's never going to go away. We lose hope. But instead, if we just right now, for this moment, listen to, hear that all is well, even though that may seem utterly ridiculous. But then again, we hear, all is well, even though right now what we're going through is so painful. But again, we hear, all is well. What can happen is we get through the next moment and the next and the next. And perhaps this very, very challenging time will end. And perhaps someday we'll see that all is well. It's not that we're trying to deny reality. We're just trying to infuse hope into the hopelessness. And this hope can make all the difference in the world. If you've ever had a chance to read or study Viktor Frankl's work, Man's Search for Meaning, where he talks about living in a Nazi prison camp and those who survived and those who didn't, it in many ways boiled down to those who had something to live for, those who had hope. They were the ones that could possibly survive. Not all did, of course, but when he was there and he saw that people lost hope, they didn't last very long. But Dr. Frankl saw that those who had hope, something to live for, they were the ones that could, that might survive. Another story I remember, it was a documentary about a man who was a rock climber, and he had fallen into an ice crevasse, and his friend had assumed he was dead. It was a horrible storm, so his friend had to move on to lower ground, and he had just assumed he must be dead. So he went on, and the man that fell into this ice cave, when he awoke, he realized his leg was broken and he had no hope of getting out, no hope of making it back to base camp. It was pure hopelessness. But what he did was, he just said, can I get to that next rock? Can I get to that next ice outcropping? That he could hope for. And he did. And he just kept getting to the next point. Because he realized he could make a few steps. He could crawl those few steps. And he just kept dragging himself with the most horrific pain the next few steps. He would often pass out. He'd wake up and say, I know I can't make it, but I can make it to the next rock. I can make it to the next creek. And he just kept doing this for days until he made it to his friend's camp. And he lived. He lived. There may not be any hope left right now through what we're going through. But perhaps we'll choose, in the utter hopelessness, to say, all is well, to listen to the next podcast over and over again that says, all is well. After this podcast is over, I've recorded a second part two podcast where throughout it, all I repeat is the phrase, all is well. Please make a copy of it. Please download it. to the things that you travel with and listen to it all day long if you need to. Listen to it all night long and find that, perhaps, in their utter hopelessness of the now, that we can find hope in, all is well, hearing it over and over again. Thank you for listening to this week's Happiness Podcast. I know it's been a challenging one, but I do want to encourage us all, if we're going through very hard times, to seek hope in the hopelessness. And if you are finding happiness, if you are finding help or hope in this podcast, I would appreciate you leaving a comment on iTunes about how it's helping you, so that other people, when they come visit, can see that perhaps too they can find hope and happiness. You can learn more about this podcast at www.happinesspodcast.org. That's happinesspodcast.org. Until next time, accept what is, love what is.